we are up to Simin Tavchav Hei Siv Beis, and we will be going into Tavchav Vav Sif Aleph. Siv Beis, v'shchodesh echal yis be'echad b'shabes, v'shchodesh that falls on a Sunday, maftirin b'shabes, sholfanov ayomel o yonis and mocher chodesh. To announce v'shchodesh, we lay in mocher chodesh on the Shabbos, which is Erev v'shchodesh. Ve'indochen aniyah sorv alo shimu mishum mocher chodesh. None of the haftoris of the Shevet and Echemto or the Tati, the Puranisa, are to be missed for the sake of Machar Chodesh. The Magen Avraham points out that Rosh Chodesh Av will never fall on a Sunday. V'im Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yomim, if Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Shabbos V'yom Rishon, Maftir Nashamayim Kisi, and we don't say that since the second day is the Iker day of Rosh Chodesh, we should lay Machar Chodesh. V'nogin lomer acharkach pasuk rishon u'pasuk achron mi'aftoris v'yomel ol yonison l'zecher shemacher gam kein rish chodesh. Says the Rama, agav yeshom rishon lahafsik minavi v'navi. You're not supposed to jump from one navi to another. V'nomim rak aftoris rish chodesh v'chein nogin. Avol mi'aftorah ba'osen navi osen kein. But if you have an aftorah in the same navi, then you do skip. V'chein im hoyach chasna b'rish chodesh ol b'shar Shabbosos Shein Dochen Haftorah. Now, how does that come out? The minhag was that when there was a wedding, they used to lay in Sos Osis. So, if we're talking about any Haftorah from Sefer Yeshayahu, you can also skip the Sos Osis for the Haftorah of the Chab. But nowadays, we don't do that for a Chasim. Siv Gimel Rosh Chodesh Echal Yis B'Shabes Kolu B'Musif B'Vrocha Reviya Shabbos V'Rosh Chodesh. We say the Nusach Vati Yitzarta, and B'dievet, if you only mention Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you're Yotze. Now, with regard to saying Zeh Korban Shabbos, V'Korban Ayom Kamur, you'll see it in the Sidurim, some put it in small letters, some put it in parentheses. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Makor is a Seder of Amram Gon. However, they bring B'Shem Rashi that there's no reason to say it. Further, Simen Tav Chav Vav, Haroa Levona Bechidusha, when you see the new moon, Mavarach Hasheba Mamoro Bara Shchokim, so we say the bracha of Hashebara. Says the Rama, Vein Lekadosh HaChodesh Ela Balayla Beish Alvona Zorachas, V'nenin Me'ora, we only do this at night when you really get enough from it. Now, women are partakers of mitzvah zeshas mangrama, and they're also not knowing to say it because they were gorim the miut halavana. A blind person is chayiv in kiddush lavana. However, the bir halacha, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that he shouldn't make the bracha himself. Someone should be motzi. Now, what happens if it's a cloudy night? So the moon is going in and out. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings from Reb Chaim Sanzer that if you saw the moon, then Tokadei Dibra, you can say the bracha, even though now it's gone. Now, otherwise, what happens if there are clouds over it? If there are thick clouds, you can't make a bracha. But if they're thin clouds and you can really see the moon through it, in the halacha, you can make a bracha. You should not start if you think that in the middle of the bracha it's going to get covered up. But if you started and then it got covered up, Allah is your Yotza. Yeah.